Good evening. This is Lou Caverly. My co-host, Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly, and I welcome you to the Divided Kingdom, May 27th, 2021. Yesterday, it was a strange way for us to be celebrating our wedding anniversary, preparing for our program, wasn't it, Elizabeth?
Yes, it was, Lou.
But we are fulfilled and rewarded to be used of our Heavenly Father and His Son, our living Savior, Jesus Christ. It is a privilege and an honor to try to give watchman warnings to His flock, the sincere Christian believers now under such attack. This is emergency broadcast number 3. The gates of death widen. The fight for our lives in earnest. We will warn you of the danger and highlights some of America's bravest and best as they begin to fight back against the barbed wire. First, dishonorable criticism of America's brave blue-line peace officers, whether coming out of the Biden basement, the alleged green screen, or the real Oval Office, sowing their seeds of distrust from our top leader, is despicable. The headline, Biden uses police week statement honoring fallen officers to lash out at cops. This was from the Western Journal by Jack Cowick, May 10th, 2021. Just before National Police Week, the president seemingly just couldn't miss yet another chance to wrongly slam peace officers. In a statement Friday, 2 weeks before the start of National Police Week, President Joe Biden expressed gratitude to the country's fallen police officers and stated that his administration would work to support local law enforcement through the aftermath of COVID-19, following in the footsteps of those who came before him. And yet, as promising as the first part of his statement was, the president almost immediately used it as to unceremoniously slam law enforcement. Just after declaring that his administration would work to ensure law enforcement and that it would continue to bolster initiatives that protect our law enforcement officers' physical safety, Biden began to pontificate on the distrust toward law enforcement that exists with minority communities, a distrust that he effectively blamed on the police. This year, Biden said, we also recognize that in many of our communities, especially black and brown communities, there is a deep sense of distrust towards law enforcement, a distrust that has been exacerbated by the recent deaths of several black and brown people at the hands of law enforcement. These deaths have resulted in a profound fear, trauma, pain, and exhaustion for many black and brown Americans, and the resulting breakdown in trust between law enforcement and the communities they have sworn to protect and serve ultimately makes officers' jobs harder and more dangerous as well. Biden essentially vilified law enforcement as an institution, blaming that institution rather than the actions of a handful of individuals for the, quote, resulting breakdown in trust between minority communities and law enforcement, unquote. As if it needed to be said, law enforcement as a whole is not at all responsible for the deaths of men and women like George Floyd, Dante Wright, Breonna Taylor, and other Black Lives Matter martyrs. An extremely small percentage of law enforcement officers made those decisions, and they alone should be held accountable for their decisions. One question comes to mind regarding Biden's words. Why did he only mention the deaths of minorities at the hand of law enforcement? After all, data clearly shows that more white people are shot and killed by law enforcement than minorities every year. If white people are so much more likely to endure this fate than minorities, why would Biden not include them in his statement? Because that's what it's about. Well, I should say that's not what it's about. Biden's statement wasn't issued in order to condemn the actions of a few law enforcement officers that have resulted in the deaths of the constituents. Moreover, the point was not to express his broad support for police reform. These paragraphs were written solely to show the president's support for BLM. It shouldn't be said that Biden doesn't care for the lives of his constituents. However, statements like these are proof that his constituents are second class compared to whatever the woke narrative pumps out. It's ridiculous and disgusting, especially considering his official proclamation of National Police Week comes just paragraphs later. It is also a total departure from the previous administration's National Police Week statements. Whereas Biden castigated the police for the distrust, and that's in quotes, distrust they allegedly created, former President Trump commended law enforcement and promoted the, quote, important work, unquote, of police nationwide. Trump wrote in his 2020 statement, quote, we must continue working toward a time when all people respect and understand the important work that law enforcement officers do. Unfortunately, our law enforcement officers do not always receive the respect they deserve. These brave men and women must operate in an environment where their moral and legal authority is constantly being scrutinized, and they undertake the critical yet difficult task of addressing the actions of those affected by addiction, homelessness, and mental illness. Unquote.
And Lou, we have to interject here. In Maryland, we have a special fondness for the Maryland State Troopers Association, and we just got a newsletter from them, and they're one of the few police organizations that doesn't phone you and harass you nationwide. They just simply send something in the mail and ask for your help. But they were highlighting a young African-American police officer who was driving by, and she saw this woman with this little child in dire situation circumstances, and the little child was choking. So the police officer, and I looked for the article today. Listeners, I'm sorry. I could not find it at this time to give you the exact name of this brave police peace officer. She jumped out of her van or whatever she was driving, and she immediately knew what to do to save the child's life. So, you know, we see that these wonderful police women and men are really an integral part of our society. Pick it up, Lou.
And now, creepy Democrat Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland wants to string federal barbed wire around the necks of local police. Can anyone say control, chokehold? From the Sunday Star, May 23rd, 2020, Cardin wants more federal oversight, national standards for local police, Washington. U.S. Senator Ben Cardin, Democrat of Maryland, wants to see more federal oversight and more uniform national standards for local police departments. Cardin introduced federal legislation on Thursday that includes a $25 million push to investigate alleged police civil rights violations. Cardin's measure also calls for increased U.S. Department of Justice oversight and investigations into local police activities, as well as more standardized data reporting and accreditation requirements for local law enforcement. The efforts are part of a number of federal and state proposals from Democrats and progressives aimed at policing and criminal justice reform. Next, more than 120 military leaders.
And before you move to that, we must think a little bit more about this police situation, because we know that the big tech giants are in complete compliance, and they're the tools for the talking points and for the suppression and for the animosity toward our police. So it's no surprise that Facebook banned a Back the Blue fundraiser. And this was a fundraiser that wanted to raise money for first responders. And we all know those are the police, the EMS, the firemen, those people who come to rescue all of us in our neighborhoods. Isn't this terrible that we have a social media that is in conjunction with tyranny? As Mike Adams of Natural News said, that this was not allowed, this Back the Blue fundraiser, because Facebook hates America's heroes. And we would extrapolate that there are many treasonous figures everywhere who hate America. And now the flag officers, so beloved of our friend and relative Al Cuppet, the retired action officer for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he told us how special these men are, the flag officers. And we need to pray that what Lou's going to read to you will just spread like wildfire. And we ask you to tell others about our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com. People are awakening. People do not like to be slaughtered by these emergency-approved COVID-19 vaccines. People do not want tyranny. People want the old America. So tell your friends, your neighbors, Help them be warned to save their lives. Tell them to go to DividedKingdomRadio.com and listen there to our archives. What about the flag officers, Lou?
The headline reads, more than 120 military leaders sign a letter warning about Joe Biden's tyranny. The mainstream media has a history of promoting joint letters from defense officials when they serve left-wing narratives. But the flag officers for America received a different reception. This is by Calvin Freeberger. Tuesday, May 18th, 2021, the LifeSite News. More than 100 retired generals and admirals have signed an open letter speaking out against the deep peril, those are their words, the deep peril they believe the Biden administration represents to the United States and its constitutional system. The group calls themselves Flag Officers for America, and that's the number four there. Flag Officers for America. Quote, retired military leaders who pledged to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, unquote. Their letter was originally released with 124 signatures, but their website now boasts more than 150 signatories. And they say, without fair and honest elections that accurately reflect the will of the people, our constitutional republic is lost, they warn, calling efforts to tar as racist, basic measures such as photo identification, a tyrannical intimidation tactic, lamenting the FBI and Supreme Court's failure to act swiftly when election irregularities are surfaced in 2020, and warning that Democrats' so-called For the People election bill, quote, would, quote, destroy election fairness and allow Democrats to forever remain in power, violating our Constitution and ending our representative republic, unquote. The letter goes on to assail the Biden administration for a, quote, full-blown assault on our constitutional rights in a dictatorial manner, bypassing the Congress with more than 50 executive orders quickly signed, as well as population control actions such as excessive lockdowns, school and business closures, and most alarming, censorship of written and verbal expression are all direct assaults on our fundamental rights, unquote. Other dangers identified by the letter include open borders, which jeopardize national security by increasing human trafficking, drug cartels, terrorist entry, health and COVID-19 dangers, and humanitarian crises. Cooperative relations with the Chinese Communist Party, which emboldens them to continue progress toward world domination. Internet giants' control over the free flow of information. The corrosive infusion of political correctness into our military, which damages morale and war-fighting cohesion, and the mental and physical condition of the Commander-in-Chief, President Joe Biden. It goes on to say, under a Democrat Congress and the current administration, our country has taken a hard left turn towards socialism and Marxist form of tyrannical government, which must be countered now by electing congressional and presidential candidates who will always act to defend our constitutional republic. The survival of our nation and its cherished freedoms, liberty, and historic values are at stake, unquote. The mainstream media has a history of promoting joint letters from defense officials, provided they serve left-wing narratives. But the Flag Officers for America received a different reception. Politico's report by Brian Bender, for instance, claimed the group's letter was, quote, spreading the lie that President Joe Biden stole the election, unquote, when in fact such a claim does not anywhere appear in the letter. And now we move on to, we have a report, Georgia mother of two dead after receiving COVID vaccine. This was by Aiden Salazar, and it was republished from newswars.com, May 18, 2021. An obituary featured online by an Alabama-based funeral home for Atlanta resident Brittany Hall Perez, 39, states she died on January 13th, corroborated by a GoFundMe fundraiser with the same information. According to Perez's Facebook page, she last updated her status one day prior, on January 12th, swapping her profile pic for one of her wearing a mask while displaying a, quote, COVID-19 vaccination record card, unquote. A template surrounding the photo states, quote, save lives, say yes to COVID-19 vaccine, unquote. It's unclear what company manufactured the vaccine administered to Perez, or whether a negative reaction to the vaccine was the cause of death. InfoWars has reported on people experiencing serious negative adverse effects, ranging from seizures to death, resulting from Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine.
And we'd interject, Lou, it's not just InfoWars alternative news source that it is. We've had these reports all over the world. All of these people who are succumbing to blood clots and thrombocytopenia and zero platelets, that doctor we read about, that important doctor. And now we're hearing that some young men are victims of myocarditis. You recall, listeners, on a former program, I talked about my father at age 48 being a victim of that, myocarditis, and more serious than just the inflammation of the muscle. He started with pericarditis, and then it moved into the more serious one of myocarditis. Young men shouldn't be getting this. It's really something. Go ahead, Lou. What about this woman?
Paul's death and a potential connection to the COVID-19 vaccine have not been previously reported by any mainstream media outlets. One wonders how many other deaths are being ignored since the mainstream media is deliberately attempting to keep the public uninformed. But, and now I'm, this is Lou interjecting, the AARP bulletin for May of 2021 quotes these comforting words of sanctimony from Francis Collins, MD, 71, director of the National Institutes of Health.
Oh, that wonderful hospice that helped send 3.17 or something like that million to Wuhan after Ralph Barr was no longer able to work on the gain of function with the bats in North Carolina. No, under Obama, it went to Wuhan. Oh, yes, that wonderful NIH. And I believe that I have read in Time magazine that Dr. Francis Collins, you know, of the genome fame, the human genome fame, that he had a Christian background. What did he say, Lou?
This is what he said on getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Quote, this is a love your neighbor moment where we all have a chance to do something not just for ourselves, but for everybody around us, unquote.
Oh, I think I'm going to be ill.
Yes. Now, I think...
Oh, and I think now we move right on because we are right here now in this blitzkrieg. This blitzkrieg of Biden land, barbed wire in COVID-19 strong arm land. Biden tells Americans to get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. This is from LifeSite News, May 14, 2021, by Doug Mainwaring. A befuddled Biden flubbed while attempting to record a four-word video message. He read the teleprompter incorrectly, delivering a strange, nonsensical declaration, vaxxed or masked. After the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, released new guidance allowing those who have received the COVID-19 vaccination to ditch their masks, President Joe Biden took to social media to issue a strongly worded ultimatum to the American people. The rule is now simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do, declared the president. The choice is yours. The rule is now simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours. And that was President Biden, POTUS, May 13, 2021. In a subsequent Twitter video, Biden sat on the edge of his Oval Office desk and made his ultimatum clearer, saying simply, it's vaxxed or masked. Folks, if you're fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. If you're not vaccinated yet, find a shot. And mask up until you're fully vaccinated. President Biden, POTUS, May 13, 2021. Earlier in the day, while standing in the White House Rose Garden, a befuddled Biden flubbed while attempting to record the exact same four-word video message. He read the teleprompter incorrectly, as we've said before, with vaxxed or maxed. Masked, excuse me. I think I'm reading the way they have it here. I think it was vaxxed or masked. Jill Biden was photographed wearing a mask today, tweeted Caleb Hull, a former strategist for President Trump. He continued, one of these is true. She's not actually vaccinated, or she is vaccinated and doesn't trust the CDC or the science.
And now we have some bullet points in the form of headlines. From the AP, April 17, 2021, Pennsylvania alarmed by reluctance for vaccinations. From Eastern Maryland, the Eastern Star Democrat, Thursday, May 13, 2021, vaccine demand dwindles. Talbot County, mobile COVID-19 vaccination site sees another quiet day. The next day, Monday the 14th, same paper, I guess it's the same paper, reports state promotes new vaccine incentive, a small cheese pizza. Annapolis, Governor Larry Hogan visited a Lido's Pizza restaurant on Thursday to promote an incentive for more Marylanders to get the COVID vaccine.
Oh, yes, Lou. You and I will remember Lido's Pizza.
Oh,
when
yes.
You came to Maryland in 1969, can you imagine? That's more than 50 years ago, isn't it?
I know, it is.
It's amazing. So Lido's was there, and it was around College Park. Maybe that was the first one. It had wonderful pizza. And then shortly after that, a few years later, I was enjoying the same pizzas. That was before we were gluten-free, of course. But they were just so great, but it's just disgusting to see these old institutions that were part of the old America commandeered, taken over for propaganda purposes. Well, go ahead.
Well, now, let's see. I believe we had a couple of newspaper articles. Now, I don't know if I go first or you.
Well, I think, did you fully tell that about the Lido? I think there was another article talking about possibly about...
Oh, we do have one here.
I think
yeah,
so. I think
yes.
You have a little more in-depth there on several people. I believe we have Governor Hogan of Maryland, maybe, and maybe Cuomo. I'm not sure if that's where we have it, but pick up that Lido story a little more.
Yes, Lido's was a beloved place over there at the University of Maryland, and, of course, any place near a university, you're bound to have good young people as customers.
Yeah, college kids know where the good stuff is.
That's right. And also the neighbors all around there knew it, too.
Yeah, and do you have that article?
I have one about Delaware.
Right oh, here. Okay.
Now, of course, our neighboring state of Delaware, and we only live about 30 miles away from there, they decided they were getting under the act, too. And the title says, Prizes for Shots. And this was a very recent article, I think, in the Eastern Star Democrat. Delaware launches COVID vaccine lottery, including offering a college scholarship and sports tickets. Wilmington. Delaware has joined the cast of states offering lottery prizes and other incentives to those who get COVID-19 vaccines. Governor John Carney announced the launch of Delaware Wins. That's the title of the program. Delaware Wins, called DE Wins for short. The state's vaccination incentive program. The state is offering Delaware lottery prizes, a full college scholarship to a public university, and tickets to sporting events and music festivals. Delaware joins Maryland and a number of other states offering lottery prizes and other potential perks for getting a coronavirus vaccine shot. Delaware residents aged 12 and older who are vaccinated from May 25th to June 29th and any Delawareans ages 12 to 17 vaccinated to date will be entered to win $5,000 in cash and other prizes from the state lottery. These include tickets to the Firefly Music Festival, the Delmarva Shorebirds, and Wilmington Blue Rocks minor league baseball teams. The state is looking for additional businesses and venues to offer vaccination prizes. The Delaware Lottery will conduct the twice-weekly vaccine lottery drawings on Mondays and Fridays from May 31st through June 30th.
And Lou, I think I have to interrupt to say, before you get into Cuomo, I think you have the story about the lottery there.
I do.
Story about Governor Hogan. We also have to realize that there was another article from the AP recently, a reason to swipe right dating apps at vax badges. And I'm going to have to give you that story with the background that Natural News reported May 26th. That during the last stimulus, now you thought, listeners, that you were the only ones that got that little, what did we finally get? Was it 1,400
each? I think so.
We finally got that one. We never got the 600 one. So you had to take that off our tax bill. You know, we have to just really adapt ourselves to Big Brother, don't we?
Yes, right.
But God is watching over all of you listeners, and you notice that we are continuing to struggle forward, even though our credit card debts are growing rather large again. If you would like to help us stay on the air on WWCR, on Global Star Radio, K-Star Talk Radio, and Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net, please send a little cash, or you can send a money order or a check only made out to WWCR to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, B-E-T-H-L-E-H-E-M, Maryland, 21609. And you can give as the Lord leads you. Do not cheat your family. We never want that. But if you can help us, every little bit will help us stay on the air this summer. And you notice you don't have to listen to interminable commercials. You get a distillation of the most crucial news that you need. And now, not to lose even a second, what we have heard now is part of that stimulus that we talked about was $1 billion given to things like these dating apps to try to influence people, the public, to have confidence in the shots. Isn't that atrocious, Lou?
I don't begin to know how you can spend $1 billion on just that alone.
This money was given to the CDC to influence these vax shots, the confidence. So God only knows how they distributed it after that. So now, here is one of the dating apps. A reason to swipe right, dating apps add vax badges. Washington, AP, this was Zeke Miller in the AP. The White House is pushing a new reason to swipe right. Vaccination badges and super swipes for people who've gotten their coronavirus shots. The Biden administration said Friday it's teaming up with dating apps to showcase the benefits of getting a shot. Apps like Hinge, Tinder, Match, and Bumble. Oh, I like that one, don't you?
I like that.
That seems to be kind of meaningful. Are offering special incentives to people who roll up their sleeves, including badges showing vaccination status and free access to premium content. BLK, and then this one, I guess, is CHISPA, something like that, will boost profiles of those who are vaccinated to make them more visible to potential matches. And I think they called that something like super likes or something like that.
That,
you know,
might be.
They put you in the top category, up there with the Robert Redford and, you know, Paul Newman types, you know, those men who don't exist, but except in the movies or in pictures. And now back to the article, and OkCupid, that's another one, will even let users filter out potential partners based on whether they've gotten a vaccine. The White House says the apps will also direct users to learn how to get vaccinated, including connecting them with educational materials and information on how to find the nearest vaccination site. Oh, how convenient, Lou. The administration, don't you wish you were single again?
Oh, well, no, I better not say that when we're celebrating our anniversary.
Yes, and I made you a wonderful shrimp lunch.
You did,
yesterday,
you did.
The administration pointed to research from OkCupid that found those who were already or were planning to get vaccinated received 14% more matches on the app. Oh, they're succeeding. Pravda and the Gestapo and all of them. They're succeeding in brainwashing people, but you're not brainwashed, listeners, and tell others about DividedKingdomRadio.com. Quote, we have finally found the one thing that makes us more attractive, a vaccination, said White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt. Beware like a would-be date's professed height or age, there is no way to verify the vaccination status of the dating app users. You know, we heard Natural News discussing that some of the medical authorities said that the spike proteins are passed through the semen of men. So, you know, when you're going there to this app, you might get more than you counted on when you get your hot date. But back to the article, the administration is stepping up its efforts to sustain demand for COVID-19 shots as President Joe Biden looks to meet his goal of delivering at least one dose to 70% of adult Americans by July 4th. How patriotic. Are you waving the flag, Lou?
Oh, trying to.
We put the flag away in the Bush years, and we haven't really had it out since. The nation, back to the article, is now at 60.5%. And this was rather recent. This was around May the 21st, I think, this stat. Other promotional offers include free rides to and from vaccination sites from ride-sharing companies, Uber and Lyft, corporate giveaways, and now there we come with the pizzas, Lou, and state lotteries that offer potential cash prizes to lucky vaccinated individuals. And I think that's going to be in the same category as when I get publishers' clearinghouse notices forever, Lou.
Yes.
I had stopped from about 1994 on, and then last year I just began it again. As I know, the Lord can do anything he wants, but I can see this isn't of the Lord. I think even one of their symbols is a phoenix. We know what that means, out of the ashes, the New World Order. Incentives, in this article says, have helped the rate of first vaccinations tick up from a low of about 551,000 per day to more than 630,000, according to the CDC. Now, Lou, what about these lotteries and everything else?
Well, apparently, that Lido pizza ploy still wasn't enough. And shortly afterward, Maryland announced a new COVID-19 lottery for those taking the jab. Apparently, this was an agreement with Governor Hogan, and it's called to have no arm left behind.
And you know, that's a takeoff on that old No Child Left Behind that you and
yes,
I were so weary of. And that, too, was based on hypocrisy. It really meant leave the little black children behind. You know, when busing occurred in 1973, I went into a school for the first time to work there. And it had been in a black neighborhood. All these beer bottles were out in the yard broken. And a few other white people came. There was a special ed teacher. There were some other resource teachers and I. We found those kids had never had chocolate milk. They had never had good textbooks. The textbooks were approximately 25 to 30 years old. So we know there is real racism. There is real prejudice. But, you know, we also know that the elite pretend with BLM and with all these other things that they're there. They're there for the people. But why didn't our leaders, those leaders from the Republican Party, why didn't they stop the rioting last summer? That was our first tip-off that the swamp goes very, very deep, and the alliances to let America fall are more diabolical than we could ever imagine. Go ahead, Lou.
And now we move to the state of New York. New York's Governor Cuomo offers free lottery tickets for taking the COVID vaccine.
Oh, that wonderful governor who took care of the people in the nursing home.
Oh, yes, our favorite. Friday, May 21st, by David McLoon from LifeSite News. Dateline, Albany. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced Thursday a novel financial incentive for New Yorkers hesitant to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. A free Vax and Scratch lottery ticket with a $5 million jackpot. Tickets usually cost $20. Cuomo boasted the scheme on May 20th through his popular Twitter account, boasting 2.5 million followers. He said, quote, "Today we announce a big new reason to get vaccinated, a chance to win up to $5 million. And he also went on to say in this Twitter account, get vaccinated at any of 10 state vax sites and receive a free NYS, the lottery scratch-off ticket with a grand prize of $5 million. Must be 18 years or older. And signed, Andrew Cuomo, New York governor.
This is truly blood money.
It is.
I wouldn't take it under any circumstances if it were offered to me.
And they go and describe that you can get it at 10 vaccination sites across the state. It's being offered to boost the rate of vaccine uptake, which has taken a dip of about 43% compared to a month ago. And Cuomo said, according to the ABC News report, quote, if you are undecided or dubious about getting a vaccine, now you have an added bonus. Don't miss this chance. Well, Elizabeth, I see our time is moving. I don't know if there's too much more.
Well, you know, something about cheesecake and the arcade business. Do you have anything on that?
Let me check into that. Now, let's see.
For the Dems, there, you know, maybe it's back in that article where they were offering these special things. I don't know. We have about that. You can look for that while I'm...
Yes.
Now, I'm moving on to the Connecticut government secretly tells healthcare workers COVID vaccines are deadly, but withholds the same information from the public. You see, the gates of death are widening, and we must get the word out. This was by Mike Adams. And while I'm giving that headline, did you see anything more about something being offered about cheesecake and the arcade?
Well, on that related... item I see about Krispy Kremes.
Oh, why don't you tell us about that yet?
It says private businesses, too, are throwing their weight behind programs nudging the public to take up, vaccines. Krispy Kreme has offered Americans who show their CDC-issued vaccine cards one free donut every day for the rest of 2021. Ooh, that sounds good. Other incentives for vaccinated customers from various businesses have included marijuana, cheesecake, and arcade tokens.
Yes, I think that's what we needed to have filled in, that this is becoming a part of our everyday life by design. So now this Connecticut governor, and government, rather, we're going to get this idea here from Mike Adams, Natural News, May 18th. Today, we bring you a shocking true story about COVID-19 vaccines, the government of Connecticut, and an open admission that vaccines contain dangerous, even deadly substances, spike proteins, that are documented and known to cause vascular damage to human beings. It's all admitted right in the open in these Connecticut government documents shown below, which admit these vaccines can be fatal. The original documents used in the research may be found at the following links. All PDF docs, pre-vaccination screening form V20, Connecticut government website. COVID-19 vaccine ingredients list and spike protein propaganda, Connecticut government website. Since Connecticut may remove these documents in order to hide the truth, we are also mirroring these documents at naturalnews.com servers. Pre-vaccination screening form V20, Natural News Mirror. COVID-19 vaccine ingredients list and spike protein propaganda, Natural News Mirror. In these documents, you will find astonishing admissions from the Connecticut government. For starters, review the graphic below, which shows the Connecticut government falsely claiming the vaccine spike protein is a harmless protein, even while the Salk Institute's own published research reveals, quote, the protein damages cells. The research published in the journal Circulation Research concludes, we show that spike protein alone can damage vascular endothelial cells by downregulating ACE2 and consequently inhibiting mitochondrial function. And we know that means that the research from Salk says that the spike protein you see can cause things like strokes, heart attacks, those vascular cells with this ACE2 being harmed or ruined. It can't do its job. So the inhibition then of mitochondrial function, those are those tiny little aspects that really mean a lot to our lives. And this is just a side note. Lou and I do avoid sodium benzoate, the preservative, because it has been found in various studies that allege it does harm the mitochondria, and that's sodium benzoate. Back to the article, as the Salk Institute further explains, this is the first study to show that the damage occurs when cells are exposed to the spike protein on its own. Thus, the government of Connecticut is lying to its own citizens and encouraging them to be injected with something that will cause widespread damage and even death. And then the next thing that is a question is SM-102, a toxic substance known to be harmful to humans and animals. They reveal in this Connecticut government piece that the Moderna mRNA vaccine contains SM-102. You can search any search engine to find details about the toxicity of SM-102. The vaccine checklist document secretly warns healthcare professionals the COVID vaccine may kill them, yet withholds this information from the public. In this third shocking example of what's coming out of the government of Connecticut in terms of COVID-19 vaccine propaganda, the government makes healthcare professionals sign a detailed warning disclaimer that admits the vaccine may kill them. See the full document below. If this isn't tyranny and barbed wire strangling these health care workers, Lou, what is it?
That's true.
And here, it says this: I believe the benefits outweigh the risks, and I voluntarily assume full responsibility for any reactions that may result from either my receipt of the immunization or immunizations. Neither the provisioning mass vaccination center nor any of the released parties shall at any time or to any extent whatsoever be liable, responsible, or in any way accountable for any loss, injury, death, or damage suffered or sustained by any person at any time in connection with or as a result of this vaccine program or the administration of the vaccines described above. Ooh. What if you had little children and you had to keep your job? Oh, isn't this a quandary? Isn't this a horrible situation of tyranny? I'm interjecting this, but back to this article from Natural News. This same document warns healthcare professionals that the risk of anaphylactic reactions is so high that medical treatment for severe allergic reactions must be made available in all mass vaccination centers. In addition, this document reveals the known adverse reactions from COVID-19 vaccines, explaining they include feelings of impending doom. And that's interesting to me because I have read that that's often a symptom of a heart attack. Isn't that interesting, Lou? The vascular repercussions there.
Yes, that's
you see
quite interesting.
From that attack on those ACE, I want to get the exact title right, the ACE2 auspices, you know, that affect the mitochondrial parts of the body. We have to wonder, is that beginning to happen there, the vascular attack? The next one is loss of consciousness. Next one, disorientation, confusion, weakness, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, flickering lights, tunnel vision. And that's like a migraine, and migraines are seizures. I'm adding that. Changes in hearing, loss of hearing. The same chart reveals that for most of these listed adverse reactions, the state of Connecticut recommends continuing with a second dose of the vaccine, even if the first dose caused these bizarre reactions. Now, didn't we hear about Eric Clapton? Tell the listeners who he is.
Yes, Eric Clapton was a popular singer. You might have heard, I believe he sang the song, I Shot the Sheriff, among others. He was a very good guitarist, one of the best at the time.
Didn't you tell me that there were some who thought he was the best guitarist in the world?
Yes. There were some who thought he and Jimi Hendrix were probably tied as being the best ever. And I guess he was at his most popular back in the 1970s, probably. And he took the shot, the first shot. And what were the symptoms?
I believe that he thought he might never play the guitar again, the numbness.
Yeah, he had numbness. But then he went on to take the second shot.
Yes, that was unbelievable. See, that shows the power of the brainwashing of the masses.
Yes.
And with that $1 billion, you see, given by our government in the stimulus bill to the CDC to help build public confidence. And we also know Hank Aaron died. And who was the rapper? DMX?
I think so.
DXM, whichever it is.
Yes, and
we're not into
various
rapper
other people.
Yes. Yes, it was probably COVID vaccine death, even though it's being covered up. So, this is really not good that he would go and take the second shot. But, go ahead, Lou. I think we have to think about this ourselves. We've told some of our friends, our relatives, our neighbors, we were heartsick that one of our very close relatives took the vaccine. And we wonder, at the worst case, Luc Montagnier. Now, he's not nobody, listeners. He is Dr. Luc Montagnier. He is the Nobel Prize-winning discoverer of AIDS, the virus. He thinks that everyone's going to die. Now, that, we think, is an overdrawn picture. Only God knows who will have these terrible reactions to the spike proteins. And then we hear those stories of people who are near people who've been vaccinated. I think it was Dr. Christine Northrup talked about little girls having terrible discharges, I think bloody discharges out of their vagina, and other women who had trouble with their menstrual periods with terrible clotting just because they had touched or been near people who had been vaccinated. You see, the spike proteins, we hope that they're just very active for maybe 7 to 8 weeks after the people are vaccinated. But this, again, is a warning to you listeners not to cozy up to anybody who's just had these shots. Lou, what do you have next?
Next I have from Great Game India. Nobel Prize winner, French virologist, Luc Montagnier.
Here we are. And it tells more. Let's flesh this story out.
Yep. He explains how COVID-19 vaccines are creating variants. This is May 21st, 2021. Nobel Prize winner, French virologist.
And you know what? We're brainwashed that all these different kinds of variants are coming out of the wild, and that we're getting a new one from Brazil, or we're getting a new one in the UK. But what he's saying is these bodies of the people who've been vaccinated, they have these spike proteins in there. They're manufacturing different, newer ones, see, that are going out. This is where the variants are coming from, not from some other place.
Yes, Professor Montagnier, in an interview, has made a startling claim that the COVID-19 vaccines themselves are creating variants. He said that epidemiologists know, but are silent about the phenomenon known as antibody-dependent enhancement, ADE. While it is understood that viruses mutate, causing variants, Luc Montagnier contends that, quote, it is the vaccination that is creating the variants. The 2008 Nobel Prize winner.
Now, we have to point out something in there.
Yes.
These ADEs, these antibody-dependent enhancements, are something that occur after the vaccination, because the spike proteins, you see, are kind of revving up the body's immunization defenses. So it will go into overdrive whenever something comes. That then the immune system will be sort of abnormally active, and then it will take the body into the cytokine storms and all of the other things that will bring on the death. So that's what we mean. These antibodies will be kind of hyped up that you get. It won't be like normal antibodies that you might get just by having COVID-19 itself. Like Rand Paul, Dr. Rand Paul, said he's not taking the vaccination because he has antibodies. And as a doctor, he well knows that those are good protection. There was a doctor, I think this was Dr. Christine Northrup again, who said she carefully planned to have her own children get chicken pox and measles because she knew that there were studies that showed later in life, if you had real antibodies toward those two, it strengthened your immune system. And see, I might think here, yes, I might have been damaged, I think, by the Salk polio vaccine, but I also had measles, and I had chickenpox, and I had mumps, and I had measles so bad that I was delirious. So I'm sure it was in my brain, but I feel that it made me a stronger person because I have those defenses from actually having those diseases. So now that you know what this antibody-dependent enhancement means, Let's move on, what Luc Montagnier says.
Yes, the 2008 Nobel laureate made the explosive comments as part of a larger interview with Pierre Brunierius of the French Hold-Up Media earlier this month. The relevant part of the interview was translated by RAIR Foundation USA. As reported by Great Game India last year, Luc Montagnier confirmed the study linking COVID-19 and HIV conducted by Indian scientists. A group of Indian scientists discovered that coronavirus was engineered with AIDS-like insertions. The study concluded that it was unlikely for a virus to have acquired such unique insertions naturally in a short duration of time.
From the pit of hell.
Yes. Readers of Great Game India would remember how from social media experts to an extent that even the authors were forced to retract their paper. The Nobel laureate's confirmation finally put all such amateur criticism to rest. It was in this context that the Batwoman of China, Xi Zhengli, said, quote, "I advise those who believe academic analysis of Indian scholars to shut their stinking mouths," unquote. Last year, in a major study, a group of researchers warned in the Lancet Medical Journal that COVID-19 vaccines currently in development could increase the risk of acquiring HIV, potentially leading to an increase in infections. As Great Game India reported, even Australia scrapped a billion-dollar coronavirus vaccine agreement after several trial participants tested HIV positive. Professor Montagnier referred to the vaccine program for the coronavirus as a, quote, "unacceptable mistake," unquote. Mass vaccinations are a, quote, "scientific error as well as a medical error," he said. "It is an unacceptable mistake. The history books will show that because it is the vaccination, the history books will show that because it is the vaccination that is creating the variants," Professor Montagnier continued. The prominent virologist explained that there are antibodies created by the vaccine, forcing the virus to find another solution or die. This is where the variants are created. It is the variants that are a production and result or are a production and result from the vaccination. Professor Montagnier said that epidemiologists know, but are silent about the phenomenon. Professor Montagnier went on to explain that the trend is happening, quote, "in each country where the curve of vaccination is followed by the curve of deaths. We observed," and this is back to the main article, "we observed the same in India as well. India saw nearly 750% increase and COVID-19 cases in less than a month. Was this psychological? Did the mass vaccination drive in the metro cities cause the second wave of COVID-19 in India, or is it something else? Results of a study published in the International Journal of Clinical Practice found that there is enough literature available to determine that COVID-19 vaccines increase the risk of more severe diseases, and that recipients should be made aware of all the risks before being vaccinated. The scientists concluded that vaccines may worsen COVID-19 disease via antibody-dependent enhancement, ADE, and that the risks are kept secret in clinical trial protocols and consent forms. The Nobel laureate's point is emphasized by information revealed in an open letter from a long list of medical doctors to the European Medicines Agency. The letter stated in part that, quote, "There have been numerous media reports from around the world of care homes being struck by COVID-19 within days of vaccination of residents," unquote. Professor Luc Montagnier continued to say that he is doing his own experiments with those who become infected with the coronavirus after getting the vaccines. He said, quote, "I will show you that they are creating the variants that are resistant to the vaccine," unquote.
So important. And as we see our time is getting less, we must caution you if you have children or grandchildren that it does look like the allegations may be true, that much of this, according to some of these doctors, like Dr. Lee Merritt, said we have to address the gorilla in the room. Is this a population deculling plan? Is this a killing plan? And part of that, this population culling, involves sterility. They do want to make your grandchildren or your young children sterile. So there's no other reason to have such young children being promoted to have these young children vaccinated with the COVID vaccines, because we all know very few children had any kind of serious illness with COVID-19. So this awful thing, we're going to highlight a little more next week. Frontline doctors, thankfully, they have brought a lawsuit. They and some parents who are now bravely pushing back against this atrocious killing agenda. We understand that May 19th, that frontline doctors filed a suit in Alabama, and there were parents involved in this too. And Lou, I don't know whether you have on the article there what ages they wanted to give these shots to, what ages of children. But next week, we have much more in part two of The Gates of Death Widen, much more of the hard tyranny, the Gestapo, so much you won't want to miss, and you'll want to tell others to go to DividedKingdomRadio.com. Do you see anything there, Lou, about the Frontline article? Skim that article and see if you see anything about the ages.
I believe it was ages 12 to 15.
What, they're trying to give that to those ages?
Yes. Yes.
And wasn't there something about even younger? Skim that a minute.
I'll skim through that,
yeah. See if you see anything that was sort of even, they wanted to do it even younger. I'm not certain, but 12 to 15, that's bad enough.
Yes,
that's really,
what I see.
Really
here.
Terrible.
Yes.
That's what you see. And so, you know, now there's some good things going on. The South Dakota doctors are going to have to protect babies born alive after failed abortion. I think we have things with the Second Amendment, like Governor Abbott in Texas. And now I think people can carry, not concealed carry anymore, this just openly. Isn't that right?
That's right, yes.
Those are good things. Governor Ron DeSantis is always doing good things there. Can you remember anything specific from him lately? There was something very good, I think, that he was promoting.
Oh, let me see.
It may come to you.
Yes.
So we just thank you for helping to keep us on air, and we do ask you to help us during the summer when it isn't hard on you, and we do ask you to keep stocking up on some stored food. If there are shortages, we think they will be engineered. We think that the drought is being engineered out in the Southwest so that we won't get our food. It'll interrupt the food chain. Perhaps it's coming in Maryland. We've had sort of a drought lately. But God will see us through all of this. He has seen Lou and me through some very hard years, some years of extreme illness and joblessness. You had joblessness for 7 years.
Yes.
And you worked at little jobs like Radio Shack, who at that time reduced the men's commission at Christmas. Wasn't that a Scrooge move?
It was.
And years of illness with Lyme disease and lupus. God brought us through that and enabled us to do what we never thought in those years we'd have strength to do, because it's His strength. Remember this, listeners. Believe that what you ask Him to do for you, to help you in any impossible situation, believe He will help you, because He's there. He's not a figment of your imagination. He's a real Savior if you've repented and you've given your life to Him. God bless you, and good night.